Republican presidential candidate John Kasich stopped by a well-known Pittsburgh restaurant to eat lunch and casually talk with supporters Tuesday. 90.5 WESA's Noah Brode reports more than 100 people stopped by the original Oyster House in Market Square to see the Ohio governor speak.
Before Kasich arrived, Amy Edgett of McKees Rocks eagerly clutched a 1974 Stowe Rocks High School yearbook, hoping to have the Republican underdogs sign the keepsake from their shared alma mater. Edgett says she switched her registration from Democrat to Republican just so she could vote for her town's native son.
I can remember when there were businesses on both sides of the street, up and down Chartiers Avenue, and I know he'll bring that back.
Kasich stepped out of a black SUV and into a throng of supporters in Market Square. He opened by talking about his local roots, saying he wants to promote Pittsburgh values across the country.
Where I grew up, Pittsburgh values was that everybody kind of took care of everybody around them. You know, my father carried the mail, and he knew everybody in the neighborhood, and we were always taught by my mother and father that you got to look out for other people. It's not all about you.
After eating a fish sandwich and catching up on some Steelers talk in the original Oyster House, Kasich went on to address his third-place Republican presidential campaign. He says he's now talking to Republican delegates directly.
It's all about accumulating delegates going into the convention because now everybody has figured out that we're actually going to go to a competitive convention, an open convention.
Kasich says neither Ted Cruz nor Donald Trump would be able to beat Hillary Clinton if she becomes the Democratic nominee for the November general election. A recent CBS poll predicts Kasich defeating Clinton by 6 points in that scenario.
The Electoral College, that was a place where, again, we swamped her while she beat everybody else solidly.
Kasich's low-key visit contrasts starkly with frontrunner Trump's convention center rally last week, which drew thousands of supporters and a raucous protest. Kasich supporters were appreciative of their candidate's more intimate visit. Allegheny County police officer and Bethel Park resident Scott Moffitt says his two daughters, ages 9 and 7, each decided to support Kasich on her own. With his infant son Grayson strapped to his chest, Moffitt relates how he wound up taking a selfie with his family's favorite candidate.
They agree with his policy just like I do, as much as a 7 and 9 year old can. So they made pictures for him and they wanted to see if I could hand them to him, and luckily he was able to take them and get a picture too.
27-year-old church ministry employee Michael Thornhill says he appreciates that Kasich has refrained from mudslinging.
There's something about Kasich that I believe can help the dignity of the nation. In the sense of our unity, is in our diversity is where we find our strength instead of our disunity. John Kasich's the only person in my mind that still has ground to stand on and whose hands aren't dirty.
According to a recent Quinnipiac University poll, Kasich trails Trump by about 15 percentage points in Pennsylvania's April 26th primary. I'm Noah Brode, 90.5 WESA News.